Welcome to Traverse Legal Radio, the Tech Lawyer Podcast, a show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs, CEOs, and founders navigate legal issues, grow revenue, and increase their valuation. This podcast is sponsored by the IP and litigation attorneys at Traverse Legal PLC. Visit traverselegal.com to learn how Traverse Legal's attorneys are changing the way law is practiced. Now, here's your host, trial attorney Enrico Schaefer.
Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about branding and marketing for lawyers, and it should be a topic that is near and dear to your heart, because if you want to drive business in today's competitive legal market, you got to stand out. You have to be known for something. It used to be that lawyers simply allowed their law firm to drive the business into the law firm, and then they divided the work according to specialization. Top partners got the best referrals, and associates and lower level partners simply had to wait their turn before they can get to that reputational status to be able to bring in work. The chance that they could go get work at the country club was pretty slim early on in most attorneys' careers. The ability to develop a relationship with a client or two along the way may or may not present itself. The problem back in the day was, hey, as lawyers, you sit in your seat and you build 8 to 10 hours per day. That was your job. That was your life. That's what you were expected to do. That's all you were expected to do. But guess what? That is not today's world anymore for lawyers. Lawyers are expected to do a lot more, and lawyers have the opportunity to do a lot more. So what should lawyers be thinking about in terms of brand? What is a brand? A brand is what you are known as. It is your reputation. And it used to be that that wasn't particularly important, but today it is very important. Because guess what? Every lawyer from the very lowest level associate up to the top partner has got a website, has got a web page devoted to them, has a LinkedIn page devoted to them, probably has done some content and blogging, which they've put their name on, may have a Twitter account where they retweet important legal concepts that they're sharing with the world. All of those different activities, social media and content and interaction activities for lawyers is really branding for lawyers. It's, if done properly, telling the world who you are, what's important to you, and what you stand for. And in all different market niches, across all market segments, the days of simply putting a bunch of flash up and spin for consumers, well, those days are gone, man. Go to Amazon. Go to Amazon and go purchase a new lamp on Amazon. You're going to get a lot of options when you type in desk lamp in Amazon. And guess what? All those options are going to be rated. There's going to be an Amazon recommended purchase, and all that's going to be based on who's the best, genuinely, legitimately, authentically the best. Same for lawyers, man. People are shopping for lawyers on the internet like people are shopping for lamps on Amazon, meaning you can't fake it. And if you can fake it for a minute, you can't fake it for very long. So that's what's making brand, your personal brand, your law firm brand, that much more important in the internet age. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what lawyers should be doing and thinking about when it comes to branding themselves and their law firms, but more importantly, themselves. Because sure, a law firm's going to have a good reputation, hopefully, and it's going to be known for certain things, maybe a niche specialization. But unlike the old guard world of law, every attorney now is their own brand. Attorneys can have reputations from the day that their web page goes up and they start blogging and engaging in social media. That gives you a branding opportunity under your attorney name. And there's a lot of things that are valuable to you as a new attorney. But one thing I want you to remember, the most important thing to you should be your name, because over the course of your career, your name is going to be everything. And people are going to be able to search your name on the internet. They're going to be able to see your content, see what you've posted. They're going to be able to see what's on social media. They're going to see what your expertise is. They may see how people have rated you. How many stars did you get? That day is coming, right? Just like a desk lamp. So how do you go about branding yourself? Well, here's the best news of the day. If you're an attorney, new, old, young, old, doesn't matter. The way you brand yourself is through content and interaction on the internet and on social media apps. That's it. It's simple. I mean, it couldn't get any simpler. The great leveling has occurred. You don't need a marketing budget. You don't need extra dollars. You don't need your law firm or your law firm support to be a lawyer brand. So every once in a while, I'm sure you've had this happen to you, because everyone searches everyone on the internet. Every client, every prospect looks at various attorneys. And if they talk to you or they're looking at you as a possible attorney to represent them, they are absolutely checking you out online. But guess what? We also check other attorneys out online and other law firms out online. So our business card, which is our webpage on our website devoted to us, or our LinkedIn profile or other social media engagement that we happen to have engaged in online, our blog posts, all that's going to become visible online and everybody's checking us out. But did you ever do a search for an attorney who sends you a threat letter or files a lawsuit and you go to see who they are? And there's just nothing. I mean, like maybe there's a web page on their firm website with a little bit of information on it. Maybe not. Maybe their firm doesn't even have a website. Now be honest. What's your very first reaction when you come across that attorney? I am not impressed. You are not impressed. The client's not impressed. The judges aren't impressed. No one's impressed. In fact, you have to scratch your head and think, who is this person? Are they buried under a rock? Now, they're probably losing out on a lot of opportunity in terms of marketing on the internet, but they're also losing out on something that's even more important that goes right along with brand, and that's reputation. In today's world, your online reputation is your brand. So you better fill it up. There better be a couple of pages of search returns on your name. Now, I happen to be the very best attorney brand out there because I have something that is very unique to me that almost no other attorney, and potentially no other attorney, and very few people can claim. I did something different. I always do things that are different. But one of the things I did that's different is I took my wife's last name in matrimony, Schaefer. So I'm Enrico Schaefer. And apparently the only way you can be Enrico Schaefer is if you take your wife's last name in matrimony, because there's only one Enrico Schaefer on a search return in the world. And it's me. So if you search my name, there's only one possibility that's going to come up. The John Smith, you're going to get a couple tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of different people. But Enrico Schaefer, you get 5,930 results, all unique on Google search, all me. 5,930. That used to be a much bigger number back before the algorithm changed and back before they would return like every web page on the website. Now, this is a lot of unique content, a lot of unique interaction, a lot of unique images, a lot of unique websites and listings for me, Enrico Schaefer. And what does that mean? It means that people can actually take a look for me and find me and judge me. Judge if you want. I actually get to define me and my reputation because I'm in control of my content. And the content that I put online through my social media, through my website, and through all the other websites that I interact with help define my online reputation. Guess what? My accounts come back on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook under my name. There's so much information about me on the internet. It's insane. And that's true with a lot of you too. Maybe not 5,000 results. Maybe not just you, but there's a lot of information about you out on the internet. That's your brand. That's your reputation. You need to start paying attention to that reputation, to that brand online, and you should take control of it by content and interaction. Your LinkedIn profile is becoming the most important professional profile in the world for you. How much time do you spend making sure that that LinkedIn profile actually expresses your person, your brand, your why, your reputation? If it doesn't, then you're really missing out on something, because guess what? Everyone else is looking. Everyone else can see. It's like being naked every single day, 24/7. And I don't know about you, but if I'm going to stand in the street naked, I want to look good. If I'm going to go to the gym, make sure that I'm doing the best I can to look good. I want people to not want to turn away. And that's what the internet does, is it strips people naked. It gives people information. It precludes lawyers from hiding behind their big fancy conference room and their big fancy conference table and their sweet, amazing, expensive suit and matching red power tie. Hey, those things don't count for shit anymore. You know why? Because the internet is the suit, the tie, the conference room, the conference table, the building, the sign on the door. It's everything. And people may search for your firm, but only on the margins. They're searching for you, your brand, your reputation. So you need to take control of it. Spend the time to help control how people perceive you. What is your area of specialization? What's your mission? What is your value system? How do you interact? On what content do you interact? What's your expertise? What do you care about? Why are you in the business of practice of law? How are you different? What makes you different than other attorneys? Because guess what? Every client's now shopping around. They can come up with 10 or 20 or 50 options, and they're going to pick one. Why would they pick you? That information better be available online. And that means you have to differentiate. You can't differentiate on your hourly billing rate. Clients are smarter than that. They know it's more than an hourly billing rate. It's expertise. It's how you go about billing your clients. It's whether or not you offer a flat fee or whether or not you're going to define your deliverables and stand behind a guarantee. It's a lot of things that didn't used to matter in the old guard way of practice of hourly billing law, but it does now. It does very much. And the information about you and how you think about these things and define yourselves better be online. Now, look, maybe you're still going to do fine and business is going to still come through the door and the stupid clients who don't do any research are still going to find you. Your friends, your family may still refer people your way, and that may be the only option they look at. What I'm really talking about when I talk about branding and marketing is the opportunity to do more business, better clients, more choice for you over who you represent, what kind of cases that come through your door, what kind of work you do. What if you could just wake up and pick your best clients on the best areas of law in the best possible way to practice law? What if you could choose all those things? Guess what? 2020, you can. You have a lot of control over this because you control the funnel by which people find and vet you. And that funnel is the internet. That funnel is your reputation and your brand online. So I want you to think about it. It's January 2020 right now as I'm doing this podcast. I want you to think about who you are and what you stand for. And now I want you to do a Google search for your name and see if that is visible. Check your LinkedIn profile and see if your LinkedIn profile expresses those views. And if you think you don't have the time to do content, to craft your online reputation and brand that is your name as an attorney, great. There's going to be a lot of attorneys just like me going to run you over like a freight train, and a lot of clients, they're really good clients, they're going to pass you by because looking at you naked in the street versus looking at the other person naked in the street, and you can see everything about that other person and that other raw, visible, transparent information about the other person is the exact type of information and transparency I'm looking for as a client, there's no way I'm choosing you. And that's true today, and it's become more and more true tomorrow and the next day. The world is changing, my friends. Tech is changing everything, and it's changing law, and it's changing the practice of law. So think about that, and think about your reputation. Make a resolution. I don't really like resolutions, but hey, if you're going to make one to fix, control, and extend your online brand and reputation. I guarantee you, it could change your life. It could change the way that you practice. It can change the type of practice that comes through your door. You are in control. Clients are in control. Everyone's got a say because everyone's got the information they need to make smart decisions. My name is Enrico Schaefer, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Tech Lawyer Podcast, sponsored by Traverse Legal PLC, a law firm representing clients like you on matters just like yours. You can find the Tech Lawyer Podcast on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices. Until next time, remember that good attorneys win for their clients. Great attorneys tell you up front how they're going to do it and how much it will cost.